Okay, good morning. It is an honor to be with you this morning, sharing all this information, and also in some way celebrating the winning of the San Francisco Giants last night, which I hope you have enjoyed a lot. Personally, I enjoy it. Briefly, I will share some information in regards to TB, HIV, AIDS, and syphilis. Mainly, I will try to cover with this presentation what is the situation, what are the main recommendations launched by the governments through WHO and PAHO, and also show some examples of the works that is being developed on the border region through our office and some other important partners. As Gustavo Iturralde said, this is the framework of the border. You can see that there are 13,000 million people living there. We have approximately 14 pairs of sister cities. The more important difference in between the two countries in this border region is that, of course, both countries have different policies, different structure, different health systems. The way in which they provide the care is also totally different. There are special issues in regards to the migrant policies, especially for the people coming to the north. And also, there is a big difference, a huge difference in terms of resources, economic resources and human resources. So this is important to know, just trying to understand why the U.S. and why Mexico have different approach to these diseases. From the public health and epidemiological perspective, it is important to understand and to see this fact, the crossings. I have been trying to reflect here the amount of annual crossings that that you can see here on this region. Seeing these numbers, you can imagine what are the chances, the opportunities for the communicable diseases to be transmitted, and not only the communicable diseases, also another important factor. And here, you are just seeing in the different ports of entries through the or along the four states, the four U.S. border states, the amount of pedestrian crossings, and also you know that there are transportation crossings. So let's start talking about TB. This is just to remind that every March we are commemorating the World TB Day. And this is just to remind also that even today in the Americas, 270,000 people become sick with tuberculosis every year. So what is the situation here for the border region? Here you can find that the incidence of tuberculosis on the border states is higher than the incidence of the United States. So that's important to know. And it's almost the same situation with Mexico. Especially, you can see that for Baja California, you can find there that that's the highest rate. It is also important to mention that there is an special binational health commission. They have the responsibility to coordinate all the activities that are being developed by both countries. There are some technical groups organized to approach every problem that it is a priority for this region. In this case, the consortium of TB have identified that the priority to approach the TB is try to resolve some legal issues related with the way that Mexican authorities of health are treating the patients that they identify with tuberculosis, the different treatments that you can find in between the two countries about the multi-drug resistance for tuberculosis. There are some problems to continue the care, especially when the people is being deported from U.S. to Mexico. There are some barriers to completion of the treatment, and there is something related with the information systems, and this is that the reporting and the case management of every case is also totally different, and there are some difficulties to share this information. So, what has been the WHO response? Here I just sharing some of the examples. Maybe you have heard about the big strategy, Stop TB, which provide some guidelines about the different strategies that the government should follow in order to prevent and control this disease. There are some special issues and some special reports indicating what is the status of these indicators to control this disease. PAHO has also provided some support to the countries, and here you can see only two examples for this is this guideline, which is by the moment only in Spanish, Guía para la Consejería y Pruebas de VIH-Sida con los programas de control de tuberculosis, is another effort that PAHO WHO is doing, trying to support all the activities in regards to the HIV and TB programs. And finally, the border office of PAHO in El Paso, Texas, has launched two important reports. One was related with the situation of tuberculosis along the whole border, and the other was an important tool to be utilized by the Promotores de Salud, which is la guía básica para la atención de la comorbilidad de tuberculosis HIV. I'm sorry to say it in Spanish, but that's the only publication that we have right now. Now, let's switch to HIV, another important comorbidity related with TB. There is an important strategy that was launched by the United Nations, and this strategy is called Getting to Zero. And why is called in that way? You can see that we have three visions there. The first one, zero new infections. Second, zero AIDS-related deaths. And zero discrimination. All these goals have been planning to be accomplished by 2015. And all the United Nations systems, especially WHO and PAHO, are trying to support the implementation of this strategy. What is the situation for HIV in the border region? And let me tell you that it has been really difficult to get all this information, because for the U.S. side, because the decentralized system of U.S. is really difficult to go to every State Department and every county Department of Health trying to get all this information. And in the case of Mexico, even that is centralized, sometimes it's difficult to get this information because they keep the information at the federal level. So we, PAHO, have been trying to support the production of some reports, and in this case we are sharing this information. You can see here that, for example, the accumulated cases of HIV are higher in Arizona and then in New Mexico. For Mexico, you can see that it's higher in Baja California. The crew mortality rates are also higher in the border states, both sides, than the rate in the countries. So what we are trying to do right now is cooperate with both countries, trying to monitor these targets that have been established to be accomplished by 2015, reduced by half sexual transmission, reduced transmission among people who inject drugs, eliminate mother-to-child transmission. Recent information is indicating that even that U.S. and Mexico are trying to accomplish with these targets, there is lack of information for the border, and there is also lack of information for the countries. So you can see here three examples. Of course, Mexico and U.S. both have a government HIV and AIDS policies. But you can see here the percentage of people covered by HIV testing and also the percentage of people that is receiving the prevention programs. These are some other examples about the PAHO WHO response. Now, we're going to switch to syphilis, which is also related with all these diseases. The situation here is that in Mexico, Chihuahua and Baja California were identified having the highest rate of congenital syphilis. And for U.S., and some information coming in 2006 and 2007 is indicating that the situation is similar to the Mexican. The WHO response has been launching this global strategy, which has four pillars: ensure sustainable political commitment and advocacy, increase access to and quality of maternal and newborn health services, screen and treat pregnant women and their partners, establish surveillance, monitoring, and evaluation systems. And this is also the adaptation to that framework that has been provided by WHO for the Americas, which is also dedicated to improve the access to the health services. So PAHO has supported the implementation of the Plan para el Control y Eliminación de la Sífilis Congénita y Prevención de la Transmisión en Ciudad Juárez, which is one of the main important sister cities. This is some information about the outcomes, and you can see here, for example, that from 2007 to 2012, they were able to increase the testing of pregnant women. They were also able to increase the detection of new cases of congenital syphilis, and of course, they were increasing the rate to follow all the persons and pregnant women that were found with this disease. In conclusions, the effort should continue to prevent and control TB and HIV and congenital syphilis in the border. There is a need to strengthen binational information systems and surveillance. It is important to develop strategies to guarantee the continuity of care, because that's one of the main problems that we have in the border region. And of course, PAHO WHO will continue to support, especially to get information that can provide evidence and can help to monitor the indicators that are related with the impact of these diseases. So thank you so much.